You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
What it do?
Wiggy, hello.
What up, though?
Courtney, welcome back.
Thank you so much. I missed you guys.
How was the trip?
Trip was great, really relaxing. I feel refreshed. I feel ready to go. great to be back at a place we love so much, a place you loved dearly for 24 hours.
Was the intention to revisit the scene of your wedding? Is that what the trip was about?
Yeah, we haven't been back to that specific location since. Mm-hmm. So 2 years later, we wanted to go back.
Okay. So it's kind of like when Brian Koberger drove past the crime scene in the morning.
Yeah, I guess you could...
At Idaho.
It is so weird you say that. We are in the airport yesterday, and there is a group of girls that are clearly traveling for some type of sports tournament. And they're all wearing matching gray t-shirts with their names on the back. One of the girls' last name, Koberger.
Really?
I said to Santo, I would never wear it again. I'd change my last name.
Change your name
over that? I couldn't believe it.
Yeah. Well, we're glad to have you back. We missed you.
I was very worried about you. Listening yesterday. I listened to the full show yesterday. Great job with Gerard Mayo.
Oh, thank
you. Awesome job.
I thought we had Curtis went viral with his Tom Brady question yesterday with Gerard Mayo.
I think you guys did, which was so good, was you didn't just focus on the now, because I think a lot of people would have forgotten to ask about Dynasty, forgotten to ask about the grading of the Patriots. Curtis, great job with that. And he answered all of those questions. I thought it was great. A great interview. But even more so, your ear.
It's awful.
I thought that maybe we'd be over it by the time I came back. But to hear Foye go in there, the hair situation.
A lot of hair.
Foye provided zero help. It's not surprising. He's not a doctor. I can't. You need to speak up. Everybody needs to speak up. I gave in, and I scheduled an urgent care appointment for noon today, so I'll have some sort of an answer. But it's just the sound is – it completely screws with your entire understanding of what people are saying, whether I don't know if my vocal level is proper or not, because I can't hear it back in my own ears, Shyam. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Greg, I think you're screaming. I need you to tone it down.
That's the problem, is if you can F with me the entire morning and tell me that I'm talking too loud or I'm not, I'm talking too softly.
Huh?
Greg, you finally have an alibi for maybe your most embarrassing moment.
Which one?
So maybe it began with the Puppygate, but at least and for sure, the seaport spill that went around the world.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what happens when your hearing goes?
No.
Your balance.
Yeah, your equilibrium.
Oh,
good call.
Points.
Yeah. I don't think, first of all, there's that is arguably one of the older expressions that one can make, saying somebody's hearing has gone. But I don't think it's gone, because I think it's coming back. I'm hopeful that it's just allergies or something.
Well, I always thought you were not balanced because you would put your bread rolls in your right side of your pants. But now I understand it.
I'm kind of jealous of you going to the doctor to have it looked at, because if they are able to clear it out, that's going to be a euphoric feeling.
Can he get that done at urgent care, though?
I think so,
Or is that where you go where they tell you, oh, you're going to need to schedule an appointment with a specialist?
You mean when they go in and can they yank a pile of moist earwax out.
Right, or are they going to be...
Can... I just lost my balance.
Yeah, that was...
Any doctor can do that.
I think they can do that in urgent care.
Yeah. I'm not sure. I was just wondering, because a lot of urgent cares, they like give you, you know, the basics and say, schedule an appointment with a specialist.
I would assume that they can deal with it.
All right.
Or they can send me to the proper place should I require it. But
please record.
Enough about me. We're glad you're back. And how about Derek White last night?
Ooh, oh, he is him.
Wiggy?
D. White, that ain't the biggest issue we got.
What's your issue?
I would say it's
He's going to be fine.
Where's he from?
He's going to be
Yugoslavia
fine.
Yugoslavia or someplace like that?
You dealt with it all season long? You knew that you were...
We know he's going to be fine.
I mean, it's not... They were reporting last night that it was not a serious Achilles thing. So, when it comes to Porzingis.
Right.
I mean, I don't...
But didn't we don't have the imaging yet.
But didn't you know, you got the player and you knew the player was often injured. So
we said all season long the key to a long run is a healthy Kristaps in the postseason. Yeah. It worried me because the way that it looked, I thought it was knee immediately. I thought it was an ACL, but then I said, shoot, is that an Achilles? Mm-hmm. So happy that it could just be a calf strain. He tweeted after, I have it in trending, where he said, you know, we'll be good.
I see it right now on Twitch. Good morning and hello to those who are watching this show on Twitch. This is a radio show that you can watch. Should you choose to do that, go to Twitch and follow WEEI. And he says, good W tonight. D. White is special. Thanks for all the support. And we'll be good.
I'm
muscle,
so.
Muscle emoji.
You know who had a calf strain?
And Giannis.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Well done.
You know, and he's been out for... I don't know, several weeks.
Yeah.
But this is a good day if you're Jason Tatum and you don't want the world to come crashing down on you, and Joe Mazzulla, should they lose to the Nuggets, or, you know, if Porzingis doesn't return, this is somewhat of an excuse. Because if healthy, this team should have gone blown doors the whole time. I think Porzingis will get back if they make it to the, you know, conference final.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm the Celtics, I go out of my way to spend as much time as possible trying to get through these next couple series,
right,
starting with this one, without him,
yep,
so that you're able to get him back as fresh as he could possibly be when you need him the most.
Because the key is, like, I think you're going to be able to get enough from Al and the Murder Cornet from the defensive side of the basketball. But where you're going to have your most issues is on the offensive side. So how are you going to be able to hold it down offensively? You're going to need Derek White and Drew Holiday to really, really be more of, you know, kind of what Derek White did last night. You're not going to need that every night, but you're going to need him to be a big part of the offense, him and Drew Holiday, moving forward without Porzingis.
And the end of the first half, Greg, was sneaky impressive because Porzingis gets hurt. The Heat make it a 12-point game. You're about, you know, 90 seconds left in the first half, and the Celtics go on a quick 5-0 run, and you just went into half saying, okay, this isn't going to be in their head. They rallied. They're not going to allow the Heat to come back and make this a pain in the ass in the second half. They quickly brought it right back to 17, and the game was over.
Yeah, I mean, they certainly, if you had any concern after game two, at least against this team, which is a depleted team, I'm assuming you don't have that same concern this morning. Like, they have turned around last couple of games and showed their dominance, at least over this team. So, what?
Their energy level last night I didn't think was up to par to what we've seen this team be able to do, but the ability to still get a win with that level was good. I just worry that they're going to not come out as strong moving forward because I've seen them play when they're firing on all cylinders. That was not them last night. They came out looking kind of flat.
They were playing D, though. Like, the one thing I'm happy with them doing is closing out, playing defense. And if they can do that, and on the offensive side, that will come. The shots will fall in. Tatum is kind of – I was more excited where it was like they were able to get on a nice early run, and Tatum wasn't even a major, major factor when it came to scoring. So he's more of a facilitator, and I think if you look at him, he leads the playoffs in assists. So if you can get that from him, and then when he needs to be a scorer, him turn it on. So, I mean, that's, to me, is what I like to see more than anything, is everybody else getting kind of involved.
All right. Well, Celtics with a win last night, and Courtney will keep you updated this morning on any news when it comes to Kristaps Porzingis. Bruins will attempt to close it out tonight against the Maple Leafs at the Garden.
Right.
And we will, at some point, get maybe during They Said It, get to what Linus Allmark said about being on team rotation with Courtney Cox. Bruins Thursday.
There it is.
They said it at 7 on this morning's show.
I think they're the only two people left on team rotation.
Wait till my lead.
It's you and Linus.
My lead will address that.
Oh, you're getting to that during your lead?
Yes. All right. I listened to Razor.
Okay.
But
you
I will.
You heard Razor.
I heard Razor. Again, I don't know where the chicken legs comment came from. I never said that.
Didn't you say something about
chicken sticks? I thought
never.
I called
literally
them
never.
Maybe I made that up. I might have made
called
that
them top heavy.
No.
I'm going to have to, I can't even hear Curtis. I'm going to have to hold these headphones up to my ear like this. Like,
please don't do that.
I can barely, Curtis, you're going to have to yell.
It's okay. I'll take the day off.
It's a disaster, a complete disaster when it comes to my hearing.
Can I just say one thing, Greg?
I hope it's permanent because the show will be a disaster. What?
You know I love you.
Yeah.
Okay. But if a millennial was bitching about their ear, you would be mocking them relentlessly.
No.
Yes, you absolutely would.
My guess would be that if a millennial were suffering through what I have been for the last 5 days, they would not be at work. Okay, Shime and Courtney and the rest of you?
Yep.
Oh, I'd be here.
I'd be here as well.
All right, I'll stop talking about the year.
No,
I can stop.
It is important.
I find it hilarious.
So they said it at 7. Also, can we get to what LeBron said about whether he has played his last game in the NBA or not during They Said It?
Why is it that every other all-time great loses in the playoffs, and the next day it's like, how does this ding his legacy? That never happens with LeBron. It's all about what team will he go to next.
That's what he needs to be concerned about, is where he's going to land next if he wants to kind of get back in the fold.
All right.
Lakers stink.
It's a 2 for Tuesday, and I will give the first pair of Red Sox tickets away at 8:30 on this morning show, so be listening then and win your way into Fenway. And a pair of tickets every single hour thereafter. That means a pair of tickets at 9:30 on this show and all day long on a 2 for Tuesday here at WEEI. And it's miserable out this morning, Curtis. Is it raining all day?
Raining and a crazy thunderstorm early this morning out in the Southie with Pudge. Lightning, it was wild out there.
Okay. So it's going to be one of those days where it takes you an extra half an hour or 45 minutes to get wherever you're going. Yep.
Nobody remembers how to drive in the rain.
Okay. If you would like to be on, the number to call is 617-779-7937. Or if you prefer to text, you can text on the Subaru of New England text line, which is 37937. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at subaruofnewengland.com. And here she is, back after a trip to Hilton Head. Courtney, with what is trending this first hour?
The Rich Keefe Show, weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Leonard Hair Transplant Associates. And you know what the best part about going away, even for just one day off the show, is? You come back and Twitch humbles you immediately.
Oh, what did they do?
They're like, oh, Courtney's here. Time to switch. Not an airport. Don't need to announce your departure.
Listen, I don't want to blow your head up any bigger than you already have with the lipo or whatever it is, the Botox. But
good correction.
Yesterday, there were a lot of people in Twitch saying that the show was not the same without you.
Well, that's very nice.
Just be advised that there are always differing opinions on things
that
like
that. That is true. So I was shaking in my boots listening to Jackson do the news.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mm, all right.
Phenomenal job by Jackson.
Fun fact, he was also shaking.
All right. The Celtics take down the Heat 102-88 in Miami, going up in the series 3-1. Derek White continues to be him. He had 38 in the win. Jason Tatum ended with a double-double, 20 points and 11 rebounds. Not all good news. Kristaps Porzingis left the game near the end of the second quarter, did not return. An apparent calf strain. He will have further imaging done today. But he himself took to X to reassure fans, saying, good W tonight. D. White is special. Thanks for all the support. We'll be good. Game 5 will be back here tomorrow. Tonight, though, the Bruins will try to close this one out. Puck drop at the TD Garden at 7. Austin Matthews did not practice with Toronto yesterday, but is expected to be on the trip to Boston. A decision will be made at some point today whether he's healthy enough to play. The Sox also in action tonight. First pitch against the Giants at 7:10. You can hang out with Rich Keefe at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. And then Joe Castiglione and Will Fleming have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. And in football, Travis Kelce isn't going anywhere when it comes to the reigning champs. The 34-year-old signed a 2-year contract extension yesterday. That makes him the highest-paid tight end in the league. Pretty good.
Curtis, I saw you trolling the Bland manager on Twitter with regard to the cap that exists with NFL teams.
I mean, I was told that if you pay your quarterback $40 million and Chris, who's the lineman I always forget?
Chris Jones.
He got, what, $100 million?
Yeah.
That you have to cut corners, and you know what? Travis Kelce is now the highest paid tight end, and there's no dummy years. It's just a 2-year deal at the top of the market. Unbelievable.
Yeah, you always get players to renegotiate. I think Patrick Mahomes, didn't he renegotiate his deal? Or,
did he?
I think he did something to it.
With the stroke of a pen, you can literally free up like $30 million.
Yes, you can.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was brought to you by Dr. Matthew Lopresti at Leonard Hair Transplant Associates, the hair doctor of Tommy Curran and Christian Fourier. You can call them at 1-800-GET-HAIR. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Just to irritate the Twitchers, Courtney. Will Travis Kelce be with Taylor Swift at the conclusion of this 2-year deal?
Absolutely.
All right. You heard it here first.
They are going to get married.
Really?
He was at Patrick Mahomes' golf tournament and gala over the weekend, and he offered up Eras Tour tickets for raffle, and Taylor was there, and he referred to Taylor as his significant other.
Mm. Wow, that's huge.
How many superstars?
I think that's pretty big.
How many of those superstar couples actually get married and when they do stay together?
Ciara and Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's one.
And she's.
That's all you need.
Never mind.
Beyonce and Jay-Z.
All right, here you go. That's two.
The Swifties, they're just. It's a cult.
Yeah.
Like, they live and breathe based on every little piece of information about these two people.
Yeah.
Could you imagine?
Like, she's breathlessly reporting that he referred, and believe it or not, he referred to her as his significant other.
Yeah.
Just a week before, he had referred to her as his slam piece.
No.
And now, update, he's now referring to her as his S.O.
It's just a beautiful evolution.
It's
a beautiful evolution. It went from, like, Taylor Swift to Taylor to Tay. to now significant other.
So, Courtney, I think it was last week we talked about, or recently we talked about being paired with someone as a celebrity golfer.
Yes.
Could you imagine you're at Mahomes' golf tournament and there's Kelce and Andy Reid and Taylor Swift and you're with Jackson Mahomes? 50 degrees and rainy afternoon, high 55.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.